KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 9 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 50% chance of snow. Later this afternoon, a high around 23. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors has approved the appointment of Jamie Arnold as Assistant County Attorney. The action came during their meeting held Friday morning in Atlantic. Arnold had previously been an administrative assistant to County Attorney David Wiederstein while he was waiting for his license to practice law in Iowa to be approved by the state. He also serves as the attorney for the City of Atlantic. In other business, the board agreed to accept a bid for metal culverts out of Maryville, Missouri for the county's supply of stock pipe and project pipe. Stock pipe is used for smaller projects such as under small driveways or small road crossings. Project pipe is intended for larger construction projects. Cass County engineer Charles Marker said they received three bids for the supplies, with the lowest from Metal Culverts in the amount of $109,840. The bids, he said, were very close among the three companies who vied for the contract. The board approved the contract with Metal Culverts. Marker said with the passage of the Iowa gas tax, the county will be able to do four more bridge projects this year. He rolled out a map showing the locations of bridge projects intended to get underway this year, about three of which are contract, meaning they're handled by outside contractors, and a few more will be taken care of by county crews. Marker said in addition to the estimated $500 to $700 million the county is expected to receive from the state once the tax goes into effect tomorrow and the revenue is divided later among the state, counties, and cities, he was able to get a great deal on used steel from the county engineer in northwest Iowa's Ida County.
And in looking at that used steel with what we have in our yards, we can make four additional bridges. And what the used steel is the floor beams, the beams that actually span the entire creek bottom, and we buy the decking to put on top of it.
The supervisors gave Marker the go-ahead and purchased the steel at 22 cents per pound, which is 26 cents less than what they would normally have to pay.
Whether we do it this year or next year, we're going to have to buy that steel, so it's a tremendous savings to the county. The cost for the beams that they have, ballpark figures, about $50,000. But as I say, that's spending $50,000 compared to $100,000, so...
The board also held a hearing on the adoption of Cass County Code, which is essentially a recompiling of the county ordinances in accordance with Iowa law. County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained that the county code is essentially the same with the exception of a section that was removed because it's covered elsewhere in Iowa law.
The ordinance establishing a school infrastructure, local option sales and services tax, the state basically passed legislation making a statewide infrastructure, local option, sales, and service tax, which replaced our ordinance, and therefore this one will be repealed. And similarly, an ordinance providing for the registration, documentation, retail sales of keg alcoholic beverages. This state, again, passed a statewide legislation, and that's all done through the state now.
Following the hearing, the board approved the first reading of the adopted code. The second reading will take place during their meeting on March the 4th. In other news, a Council Bluffs man is in custody on drug and gun charges, along with a warrant for eluding police. The Daily Nonpareil reports authorities arrested 51-year-old Mark A. Pike at around 6:50 p.m. Thursday on a litany of charges. Police said an officer found that a truck in the 3500 block of Avenue D belonged to Pike, who had outstanding warrants. Officers arrested Pike and, after receiving consent, searched the truck and home, finding methamphetamine, marijuana, drug equipment, and a .32-caliber revolver. Authorities say the original warrant stemmed from an incident that took place on October 23rd of last year when Pike allegedly eluded police during an attempted traffic stop at South 8th Street and 8th Avenue in Council Bluffs. A brief chase ensued with Pike allegedly speeding through stop signs before officers terminated the pursuit because of safety concerns. For the chase, Pike faces charges that include eluding a police officer, reckless driving, operation without registration, and disobedience to signs and signals. Charges from Thursday's arrest include suspicion of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, having a concealed weapon without a permit, and a drug tax stamp violation. Pike remained held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $100,000 bond. Two men were arrested Thursday night in North Omaha while a third escaped after the vehicle they were in stopped as it was being pursued by Iowa State Patrol troopers into Nebraska. 38-year-old Michael McNary was identified as the driver of the vehicle. Authorities say a passenger, 24-year-old Anthony Miller. And according to the Omaha World-Herald, Douglas County, Nebraska emergency 911 dispatchers told Omaha police that Iowa troopers were chasing a westbound vehicle on Interstate 480 into Omaha and that it left I-480 onto Dodge Street. The troopers ended their pursuit shortly after crossing the Missouri River into Omaha. Able 1, the Omaha Police Department's helicopter, was in the area and spotted the vehicle at 15th and Dodge Streets, according to police. The helicopter provided updates for officers as the vehicle traveled in the Northeast Precinct area. Police said no Omaha officers pursued the vehicle. The vehicle stopped in the area of 38th and Cass Streets, and three occupants fled from the vehicle on foot. After a perimeter was established by police, McNary and Miller were taken into custody at around 10 p.m. They were taken to the police headquarters and booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on suspicion of a variety of charges. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported yesterday that a local teen had been arrested Thursday on a drug charge. The 15-year-old male was taken into custody for alleged illegal possession of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana. His arrest was the result of an investigation by the Clarinda and Sioux City, Iowa Police Departments. The juvenile was released to the custody of his legal guardian, pending additional action by Page County Juvenile Court Services and the Juvenile Court Division of the Page County Attorney's Office. Police in Creston say a man from Lenox was arrested Thursday night in Creston. 20-year-old Mario Pantoja was charged with possession of marijuana. He was later released from the Union County Jail after posting a $1,000 bond. Police in Glenwood report 39-year-old Jonathan Swaim of Glenwood was arrested Thursday on charges that include assault or use and display of a weapon, two counts of assault with a weapon on a peace officer, and interference with official acts. No other details about the circumstances surrounding his arrest were provided. Swaim was being held in the Mills County Jail on $11,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, police say they've discovered a body in the area where a car had earlier been found in an icy Iowa creek. Authorities say the car was found Friday morning just north of Grimes with no one inside. The body was later discovered nearby. The identity of the body has not yet been released. Officials said it wasn't immediately clear how long the car had been in the water, but that snow on top of the vehicle suggested it had been there since earlier this week. The car sustained severe damage to its rear end. KCCI-TV reports the car belongs to a woman who was reported missing on Monday. Authorities say they're investigating a letter left at an Ames mosque that contained anti-Muslim messages and threats. Ames police spokesman Jason Tuttle said officers responded at around 4 p.m. Thursday to a report that the note had been left on the door of the Darul Agrum Islamic Center. Tuttle said Friday that authorities have since begun working with the leaders of the mosque to implement a safety plan and provide extra patrol in the area. Scrawled on the envelope was an anti-Muslim slur. Inside were three short notes, including a vague threat to the Muslim population. Tuttle said there doesn't appear to be any immediate threat to the mosque, but the comments of the letter are concerning to the department. An investigation into who left the letter is ongoing. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.